eKit.com.
Yet another bomb suspect being held in Pakistan, having been related to what could have happened in the New York subways. Also in D.C., it's party time. Well, not really. It's time to talk nukes. So what happened, and will anything, as we were saying on a previous show, really come out of the talks with the 47 different countries? Anything with teeth. That's what we're looking for. Something that can stand up. Not just a piece of paper that says, gee, we're all on board. We'd like to see the nuclear warheads reduced. Whatever. Now, something that really has some oomph behind it. And then there's the other school of thought. What about modernizing those warheads? If we're not going to test them and agree, we're not going to test them, we're going to reduce them. Geez, what if we actually had to use it? Do you think it would work? I think I'm completely on board with Senator Joe Lieberman on that one. And therefore, I believe that the treaty that was agreed upon between the United States and Russia might not actually go through, despite what so many previously thought in the White House. This is kind of teetering on the edge, and I'll explain why. There's a lot of buzz, too, about who could possibly fill the shoes for Justice Stevens as he steps away. No front runners so far for that Supreme Court slot. There's some time. We're talking summertime, he retires. Somebody in place by the fall. There are some names on a short list. Elizabeth Warren's name was volleyed about. I think even Arianna Huffington threw it out there, but it already was on a short list. And there are a couple of others, a couple of women, a couple of men, some appellate judges. But will this be a person who's moderate or extremely liberal? Will it be about politics, trying to get the person through? Will it be about balance or just flat out what the president wants to see? Because of all of the duties of a president of the United States, I mean, let's face it, we have three branches of government. This is a pretty big wand that you wave when you make a choice. And they have to be approved, but still, the nominee has to be approved. But still, this is a real kind of power grab part of being the president. Ultimately, our highest court in the land is the Supreme Court. And look at the important things that are decided once they get to that level, if an issue goes all the way up. We still have abortion in the balance and gay marriage and guns and gun rights and also hanging out there. And there are a bunch of cases that are coming up that are very, very important to things that will ultimately affect us on the local level, believe it or not, just not some federal mandate, some federal law that's passed. So whoever steps in there, it's important. It's the balance of the court that could be by the fall. Hope you had a great start to your work week. This is Kate Delaney, and of course the name of the show is America Tonight. If you just happened to find us when you were zooming back and forth down the dial, hang around for a while. It's Water Cooler Buzz at its best. We talk about all kinds of things, including we have a big contest coming up, and I'm going to give you all the details, the skinny, as it were, on what you could win if you correctly answer a couple of questions, and that'll take place next week, next Tuesday. The prize is incredible, and it's the first of many things. This is kind of a bounty of riches coming the way of America Tonight, as we have a couple of contests with big prizes. And, you know, even if you come in second, third, fourth, you know, even if you manage to answer a question, you still walk away with a prize. Not the grand prize, but a prize nonetheless. All right, I was talking about the Supreme Court shortlist, and quickly I'm going to throw this out here since a lot of people are speculating. I'll tell you, one name that's come up over and over and over again is, and I don't get this, is Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. I'd have to say thumbs down based on what's going on with Homeland Security. someone told me today, I was talking to somebody about, am I missing something with Napolitano? Am I being too harsh on some of the bungled moves that have happened since she stepped into that role? Or the lost opportunities, maybe even a better way to put it. And as this Border Patrol person said to me, no, I don't think you're missing the point. Big Sis has got it all wrong on the other side of the border. I can't go there, and let's hope that doesn't happen. Another name that came up before is Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. And, you know, she curries favor with, she curries a lot of favor, actually, with Barack Obama. But ultimately, could she pass the test when it comes down to the confirmation process? And I'm not so sure about that, and I really don't know how Granholm would be as a justice. I don't think I would be on board with that one either. I actually kind of like the Elizabeth Warren idea. I believe she's a little bit more open-minded, and she would crack down. You know, her area of expertise would be bankruptcy and business, and you think of what's coming up the pike business-wise and criminally, certainly related to those activities. She would be pretty strong. The Harvard professor background, the law background, I kind of like that outside choice. But this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of names that are being mentioned. I think that the president will pick whoever he feels like picking. I mean, in other words, the pressure to come up with someone a little bit more in the middle, I don't believe will affect the choice. I don't think so. And the president is not just centering on, because here are the names that really came up a lot with Obama, even last time mentioned before, judges-wise. Georgia Chief Justice Leah Ward Sears is someone that has been mentioned a couple of times, but especially court judges Diane Wood and Merrick Garland. Those names came up in the past. They've been out there circulating. And that's just a few of the people for sure the president is looking at. To me, I think I like the idea of somebody with some definite appellate decisions. I want to look at what they've decided in the past. And ideology plays a part in this, but I think you have to look at the decisions. Now, there was some speculation, just a little bit of speculation, about Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Her name has been floated as a possibility, and the guy who floated that was Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, but the White House is shooting that down, saying, no. She's going to stay where she is as Secretary of State. So you got Wood, an appeals court judge in Chicago who worked at the State Department, the Justice Department, in private practice. She taught at the University of Chicago Law School. Here we go again with the Chicago Mafia. Kagan, who was the dean of Harvard Law School and became the first female solicitor general. She has her law degree from Harvard. Napolitano, you already know, was also a former federal prosecutor. Garland, the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, and also a former Justice Department official, too. So this is going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, would you get a conservative judge? I'm going to say not a chance in hell. Coming up next, we're talking about the tea parties and what's going on both sides of this deal. Next on America Tonight.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
From the Tea Party movement in Oklahoma City, a lot of people upset by all these political setbacks, namely health care that's gotten under so many folks' skin and the lack of information out there. So Tea Party leaders there and some conservative folks of the Oklahoma legislature are saying, listen, we're going to lay the hammer down. We want to create a new volunteer militia to help defend against what they think are improper federal hands infringements on state sovereignty. So they're discussing the idea with a lot of lawmakers who are supportive, and they want to get legislation next year to recognize a new volunteer force. What's happening is the Tea Party movement in so many circles is embraced, in others it's repelled. But I think there's a lack of information about what's happening. Remember, we're a free society, and it's all about being able to vocalize, to use the freedom of speech. So who better to have on the show? Somebody we had on a while ago to talk about that very thing and about the tea parties that are happening across the nation than Carrie Telasco for the Institute for Liberty. And they're, again, tea parties all over the place. A lot of people meeting in cities across this great nation. And there's a lot of momentum that's starting to happen with this movement. Carrie, thanks for joining us late from D.C. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's no problem, Kate. It's great to be with you again.
Explain Tea Party. Explain what, to you, the Tea Party movement is. Because as I said, there's disinformation. There's people who embrace it and people who repel it. But I think a lot of folks don't understand what it is.
I think it's a bunch of people waving flags with American-style T-shirts on who are really mad at government. I don't think they ask each other when they're in a crowd, are you a Republican? Are you a Democrat? Are you an independent? What are you? They don't know, and they don't care. All they know is that the government has got its heavy hand in their wallets and in their freedoms, and they're just tired of it. And I think what the health care bill, the passing of the health care bill, proved to them is that they've been right all along, that the current forces in government are going to pass whatever the heck they want, regardless of what the American people think. And God help them if they try to pass something else.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's explain the Institute for Liberty. That's what that's about, defending our rights, right, to be a free society.
Absolutely. We're a public policy organization or a think tank here in Washington, D.C., and we work on a lot of issues, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure that all the public policy decisions made in this country are made to promote economic and individual liberty. And the track record of the last year has not been particularly good in that regard either.
Yeah, no kidding. So you guys were around, you were helping out since the very first one. Do you remember what the first one was like?
It was pouring rain. It was freezing cold. But we managed to muddle through, yeah. Myself and Andrew Langer, who's the president of IFL, we've done an awful lot of Tea Party speeches and hanging out with the folks there. And I always crack up because I think it was Nancy Pelosi at one point talked about Tea Party people as being political terrorists, and I kind of chuckled to myself then as I was, you know, sitting in lawn chairs with these lovely senior citizens who are just there to defend their, you know, their own rights and wondering, what on earth she was thinking. But I think if a terrorist is somebody who terrorizes politicians, then they are terrorists because, you know, I think everybody in Capitol Hill right now is very aware that they can't pull the wool over America's eyes anymore. And that these people are going to be active, and they're going to call, and they're going to write, and they're going to show up, and they're going to scare the heck out of the politicians until we either get a new batch or, you know, they start doing the right thing.
Do you think in watching this from the pouring rain and what happened the first time around to now how big this has gotten, do you think now more than ever, and of course, being part of the IFL, working for the IFL, people are, to me, it's exciting because I think people are more vocal, like you said. Doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, that's not even the consideration. I feel like in my lifetime, this is the most that I've ever seen people rise to the occasion to be involved in what's happening politically and want to say in it.
Oh, absolutely, Kate. And you know the thing is that I find remarkable is being sort of a policy geek from inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. Not only are they there, you know, talking to politicians and making noise and letting everybody know how they feel, they know what they're talking about. I mean, these are people who have what we joke about is, you know, real jobs out there in the real world, and they understand the nuances of cap and trade. They understand the implications of this new health care bill. They really know what they're talking about, which is really heartening for those of us in the public policy movement because we know that the work we've done over the last couple of years has really been absorbed by these Tea Party folks. And, you know, a lot of the ones I've gone to, even the larger ones, you know, in bigger cities that are capital cities and states, there's a lot of people there. It's not just a couple of people. It's a lot of people. And most of the organizers are, again, just regular folks who are just fed up. And I think that they are all, it's sort of a cheerful feeding frenzy where they are all empowered by each other, that it's okay to speak up and it's okay to be vocal and it's okay to do, you know, the things really that truly the Tea Party patriots back in the 1700s did.
And that's where the name Tea Party came from, right? There's no mystery to that.
No mystery to that at all, and as a Bostonian, I'm very proud that it got absorbed. But, yeah, exactly. We are going to demonstrate to you physically how unhappy we are with Congress and how unhappy we are with the White House. And, I think I was kind of chuckling to somebody the other day. I said, you know, the first Tea Party people dressed up as Indians so nobody would recognize them. These guys today, they are more than happy to get in front of a camera and let all of America know who they are and what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Do you think we're going to see, and watching this thing grow in the and the discomfort, more than discomfort, dissatisfaction people are having with their current politicians, do you think we're going to see a new batch? Do you think we'll see a big change in the midterm elections?
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely. You know, 6 months ago even, I'm not sure I would have believed that the House and Senate would leave Democrat control. I truly believe that now. I also believe that the Republicans, who will be probably again in the majority at that time, are also aware of the power of the Tea Party movement, and they shouldn't misbehave. They're going to understand before they even get there what's going to happen if they, you know, pass all kinds of punitive taxes and regulations that are really going to hurt people, that they're going to hear from these folks, too, because the Tea Party people have made it very clear that this is not a partisan movement. And you know what I think is funny, Kate? When it first all kind of started last spring and last summer, you heard the Democrat leadership in the White House criticizing the Tea Party goers and, you know, calling them all kinds of pejorative names. You don't hear that anymore. And I Mm-mm. think the reason you don't hear that anymore is because people like these people. You know, they're like, okay, they're out there fighting my battle for me. And, you know, they're doing it 99.9% of the time with grace and decorum. And I think also that politicians realize that it is a nonpartisan movement and that there are many Democrats in it, as well as Republicans and independents. So, you know, it's just funny to see how much it has changed just over a very short period of time.
And, Carrie, usually at these, because they're all over the place in small towns and big cities, who usually leads if there is conversation, if somebody's jumped up on the stage? Who's usually part of that? I guess talk show hosts and other folks, right?
Yeah, talk show hosts, local think tank people, local tax activists, a few local political leaders. But I'm just thinking now, I haven't heard of a lot of, you know, big politicians showing up at some of them, although there have been, you know, a few where people like Mike Pence, who is a congressman mm-hmm. from Indiana, who's just fabulous, has shown up and spoken at these events. I mean, they're truly a grassroots movement. But that being said, they're very organized. I know all the ones I've worked at, they had a roster of everybody who was going to speak. They had, you know, entertainment in between. They had arranged for, you know, facilities for people and, you know, water to be brought in. So even though they're very grassroots, the people running them are very dedicated to it. And I think they must have some kind of a Tea Party playbook somewhere along the line that I haven't seen, knowing, you know, which bases they need to cover during these events.
Yeah. Carrie Telasco, Institute for Liberty, thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again on America Tonight.
Anytime. Thanks so much.
And if you want to check out the Institute for Liberty, go to instituteforliberty.org. All right, coming up on the flip side, so the Tea Party movement, on board, don't care, or, man, I might start going to some of these shindigs. We're going to talk about that next on ATN.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Carrie Telosco about what the Institute for Liberty is doing with the Tea Party. She mentioned the first one that came up and that it's nonpartisan despite the things that are thrown out there. But there are lots of people opposed to the Tea Parties and say that it's extremist people. And, for example, opponents of the Tea Party movement in Albany, New York, are saying they plan to infiltrate and dismantle the group by trying to make the members appear to be racist, homophobic, and moronic. There's this guy named Jason Levin, who's the creator of CrashTheTeaParty.org. He says the group has 65 leaders, okay, in major cities across the country who are trying to recruit members to go to the Tea Party events for April 15th, because that's tax day. That's the whole Tea Party thing, when the groups are planning to protest high taxes. And specifically what he's saying is every single time somebody jumps on camera saying that Barack Obama isn't an American citizen, we want someone sitting next to him saying, that's right, he's an alien from outer space. So the Tea Party members, like you were listening to what Kerry was saying, say that the backlash comes from ignorance, that the people like Jason Levin have no idea what's really going on, that they're not you know, they're not out there. They don't realize it's nonpartisan, that it's not crazy, off the edge of the earth kind of people that are screaming those things about Obama. So I'll be curious to see if it works, if they break up the Tea Parties, if there ends up being some problems on the 15th. But I think there probably won't be enough of that. It'll make for some interesting conversation, but I don't know that there's going to be enough of a backlash, which is where you come in. Tea Parties, fair or foul, on board or completely think they're off their rocker, and that Jason Levin and people like Jason are right. They're right to try to crash them. They're right to try to expose them, and that this is a group of people that are just trying to nail Barack Obama for a slew of things, and it has nothing to do with getting the government out of our business, out of our wallets. So I've got to say, as several people I know who are Democrats that have been to Tea Party gatherings, who were fully ready to tear in to people around them, were pretty surprised. Now, it may be different every single place. It might be different in New York than a place in Alabama or in Illinois versus some place in Cali. That's the thing, because the towns, the cities, they're all different. But the one thing I can tell you is it doesn't look like the Tea Party movement is going away anytime soon. In fact, one of the New York State Tea Party released a statement saying that Gandhi's quote is one we understand. First they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight you, then you win. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, here's the thing. I applaud anybody. Look, I applaud anyone, whether I agree with them or not. That's why I always say on the show, I mean, I beg of anyone who doesn't agree with what I'm saying or what callers are saying, call in. And if you're not going to ridicule other people, but you're going to come on and have a point to make and back up your point, bring it on. I mean, the left, the right, and everywhere in between, like I say, bring it on. Just dial the digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Coming up in our next segment, we can count, and boy, do we have some interesting things to jump to there. But before we get to all that, a couple of other quick things as we have just scratched the surface here on this version of America Tonight. We move from the Tea Party movement and whether or not you think it's legit and they really are bipartisan to what's happening in Washington. And what's happening in Washington is this huge meeting, this nuke meeting of 47 different nations who are supposedly here to discuss what can we do to make sure that nuclear materials do not get into the hands of the crazy terrorists. And this is something that we previewed on our previous start to the week, our previous show, as to whether or not with this summit, anything really, really of substance comes out of it that's going to amount to a hill of beans. Or is it more the photo op, a little bit of the conversation, you know, some crackers and cheese, perhaps some good champagne, you know what I'm getting at. Is it just a traveling show that now it has come to D.C.? It's part of what Barack Obama, as president, said that he wanted to do, is to draw down the nukes. And I already mentioned this. The whole problem with the START treaty is you have to have the government voice back it up. You have to have the backing to sign the treaty to make it effective. You have to have the legislative branch on board. And, you know, that's kind of an iffy thing at this point, at least if you listen to Senator Joe Lieberman. And coming up in a later hour on America Tonight, we're going to let you hear what he had to say on one of the Sunday shows. And not just him, but Senator Lamar Alexander also talking about ultimately where we're going with this And I'll tell you what he said, and he wasn't on board either, saying that, you know, the whole idea is the nukes are supposed to be a distraction, or supposed to be not so much a distraction, but are supposed to be a deterrent to somebody who would try and attack the United States or any one of our allies. So if you completely dissolve the effectiveness of having nuclear capabilities, you're not testing things, they're not updated, well, then how do you really have any kind of a threat? Is it ridiculous to think that it would be even easier to, you know, get into the United States, to threaten the United States, to turn things around? It seems implausible, doesn't it? But there are lawmakers, and there are those even in the Pentagon who are scared to death with this, about this treaty and what it has to offer. And then it's, then you also have to reach across the aisle and say in your mind, reach across the aisle, reach across the pond, and say that the others are going to jump on board and do the very same thing, the others being the other nations. And Israel is skittish about this. They haven't even admitted they have nuclear capabilities anyway. And in the Middle East, Israel is the prime, or in theory anyway, is the prime ally. What does all that mean if Benjamin Netanyahu isn't here at the nuclear summit to discuss what to do with Iran and North Korea, to discuss what to do with so-called loose nukes? It says a lot. It says that Israel is really, really, really backing away from, one, copping to whatever it is they have, and also not really backing the United States, or not backing Barack Obama. So I think those problems continue, in other words. We'll see after day two what happens as far as nuke materials. In Pakistan, in that area, I would have to think that's one area, when you look at the hornet's nest that it is, you don't want to have the possibility of nuclear capabilities. If this is part of the discussion, certainly that has to be one area that's focused on in this summit, because the materials there, from what I can understand, from what I've read, are pretty much at risk. So to me, that would be one of the prime places that would have to be shored up. All right, before I get away from it, I want to make sure that everybody knows we're having a big contest here on America Tonight. And the contest will happen next Tuesday. You often hear me say, like I just did in this last segment about the Tea Party, fair or foul. But fair or foul is kind of like true or false. So here's what's going to happen. Next Tuesday, in our third hour, I'm just going to keep throwing it out there so people know, what I'll do is, we have a series of researchers that are compiling these questions, some of them sports related, some of them current event related, some of them probably common sense for most of us. And the idea is, you call in and you get two tries at this. You get two questions. If you answer two questions correctly to fair and foul, then you are eligible for the grand prize, which is a Callaway driver worth $375. Woo! $375. So if you don't golf, but you know somebody in your life who does, boy, you got to save this up as one of the biggest presents you could possibly ever give them, because that's a sweet prize. And that's next Tuesday. Callaway driver, $375 value, fair or foul, a mix of questions to write. You're entered in the drawing. How about that? That is sweet. And we will have that drawing in the very next hour. So there's no lag time between who wins and all this other stuff. And if you answer one question correctly, you'll get the David Faraday book, his brand new book. It's hilarious, and you'll get a copy of that. So all you have to do is get one, you get the book. Two, you're entered in the drawing. I love it. Hang with us. We can count next.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes, and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My pillow for the rest of your life.
Get that second 12. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and this is We Can Count here on America Tonight. All right, so topping We Can Count, one Ohio terrorist with many ties to Al-Qaeda. Check it out. A convicted Ohio terrorist had ties to a man convicted of plotting an attack on a French island, as well as an Al-Qaeda suspect who met with some of the September 11th hijackers and told them how to reach Afghanistan to train for jihad. That's nice. This is all due to this federal court ruling. So we have to wind the clock back, and here's where all the number comes into play. We go back to 1997 when a Guantanamo Bay detainee, Momodou Salahi, sent Christopher Paul a fax that year, in 97, asking for advice on where to send would-be jihadists, or holy warriors, as they like to call them, and later referred to Paul as a man of great respect in Al-Qaeda, according to this ruling by the U.S. District Judge James Robertson in the District of Columbia. Federal prosecutors previously acknowledged the facts, so check it out, but Never said who sent it. Gee, you think that would mean something? Robertson's order referred to the facts as a key piece of the government's evidence. Of course, duh, about his recruitment for Al-Qaeda. And apparently they had contacted Salahi, met Paul in Afghanistan in 92, I know, followed the bouncing ball, and contacted him in Germany in 98, then called him twice from Canada. And so it goes. That's how you catch a terrorist, right? So I think this is a good thing. This goes way back beyond 97 to even the early 90s. And the Justice Department accused Paul and two other men of discussing terrorist attacks during an August 2002 meeting at the Caribou Cafe in Upper Arlington. So he pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction in terrorist attacks, and prosecutors agreed to drop charges of providing material support to terrorists and conspiracy to provide support to terrorists. Sounds like a mouthful. And that was probably one of the terrorists trying to react to what's going on in this show. So, if you know what I mean, the second we start to go in that direction, that's what happens. All right, as we continue here on We Can Count, the Tonight Show band leader, Kevin Eubanks, has made it official. He's leaving as Jay Leno's sideman in May. You know how long he had been there with Leno? 18 years. Wow, that's a long time. 18 years, and he's decided to move on and go in a different direction. I think he had talked about it one night on the air, maybe when Leno first came back. I can remember seeing something about that. But part of his deal was to be the sidekick and the guitarist. And like I said, he was there since Leno took over Tonight in 1992, and then he became musical director when Branford Marsalis left in 1995. So his final day on The Tonight Show is May 28th. I actually think that he was a pretty cool guy, pretty cool cat, the few times that I saw Jay Leno. I wasn't a big Leno watcher, but I would probably put him as a good asset for the show. I liked his guitar licks, if you will. And, you know, he was just kind of the straight man to Leno, but he certainly did look to him a lot. Speaking of late night, this is good. What does one booted millionaire talk show host who got screwed do when Fox says no? He goes to TBS. That's Conan O'Brien. He's going to debut in November. The show hasn't been titled yet. And he's been at NBC or was at NBC for 17 years until leaving in the middle of that whole Leno flap. O'Brien's show is going to originate from L.A., where he moved from New York for his stint as the Tonight Show host. And for the second half of each show, he's actually going to face off against Leno, who replaced him. So this is what's key here, too. It's a 5-year deal. It gives O'Brien ownership of the show, and he gets pretty much almost the same money, apparently, that he was getting at NBC. I think it's a win situation for him. And TBS said that the talks with O'Brien really, really went into fast gear after George Lopez called Conan to ask him to come on board. And that's only good for Lopez and only good for that network to try to grow it, I think. And it's a good deal for TBS, and I believe the ratings will start to soar there. So good luck to him on that one. How about that, Matt? What do you think? Conan finally finds a new home. TBS is a great place for him, I think, because he's trying to hit a younger audience. So actually, it's pretty good that the Fox thing didn't work out.
Yeah, and we were talking about this before the show started, that the average age of someone who's watching, like, George Lopez and Late Night Cable is, you know, around 30 years old. You know, 30 to 40 years old, probably, the younger market, and that's exactly what Conan's audience is, so I think it works out well for him.
Oh, yeah. I do. I think that you're going to see pretty decent numbers out of that. And TBS made a smart move. It's a drop in the bucket for them. They'll get the advertisers. He'll have the loyal people find him and then probably cultivate new audience, too.
Yeah, and his when you think about his target audience, they're not the people who are watching the late night local news and then, you know, watching Conan after it. It's people who they're going just for him, and that's what he gets at TBS. Gets the younger audience. He's on cable, so he could probably do more of the edgier humor that he's known for, too.
Yeah, yeah. Smart move, TBS. Hats off. I think it was smart. Here's another good one for We Can Count, something that I saw earlier in the day. Okay, all of you know that I'm, besides a political news business junkie, I love the sports deal, right? So I happened to see this. I was at the hospital for part of the day, and I happened to see this come across the crawl on ESPN. Santonio Holmes was walking his dog, they say, when he got a very, very unexpected phone call. It was the Steelers telling him that he had been traded to the Jets for a fifth-round pick in this year's draft. So he said he was shocked at first, but he thinks that the change of scenery would be good. It'll open more doors. He can start over. But this is the thing. Remember, and this is the We Can Count part, he won't make his Jets regular season debut until week five after the NFL suspended him, remember, without pay for the first four games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Wow. Hey, talk about a gamble. So the Jets said, listen, this wide, he's like a talented wide receiver. There's no question. So we'll take a flyer on him. And, you know, and you look at the production you could get from him. He's 26 years old, and so he's got this suspension, and he probably wouldn't have been available to us, frankly, if we didn't have him. You know, and with Coach Rex Ryan, and I think Woody Johnson as the owner, and how they talked about what to do before they actually decided to pick up Holmes, this is a smart move. Remember, this is the 2009 Super Bowl MVP, so he'll be part of the off-season program. And if I was going to take a flyer or a risk on somebody, I think I would take it on Holmes. He's coming off a great season. He had 79 catches for over 1,200 yards and five TDs. I mean, he's got some problems. Remember, he has this lawsuit also from the woman who claims that he threw a glass at her and cut her above the eye in an Orlando nightclub. So, yeah, a witness since that time, by the way, has said it's his fault. And then he has the thing of marijuana, and we just talked about the suspension, but he got in trouble in 2008 for possession of marijuana, and then he had a domestic violence thing. So he's got some baggage, no doubt. But, boy, he was talented right out of the gate. If you ever watched him at Ohio State, great hands. He was a first-round pick. And I think this will pay off for the Jets. If you're a Jets fan, you're listening to us in Connecticut or New York or anywhere else in the country, then you probably got to like this move. Hey, if you like the moves that we're making on America Tonight, or even if you don't, shoot us your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.